מעבר מטה
לאז הגדול מלקטן. So פשוט זה this parasha is a parasha of Bali Mumin. So I'm saying that Bali Mum, what's a Tumim? The Tumim is Bechinas Yaakov Avinu. He was an Ish Tam. Why? Because a Tumim is somebody who's Lamal and Lamata is the same. A Bali Mum is somebody who's cut off somewhere. In other words, an Ish Tam Yaakov Avinu is called an Ish Tam because he was a Sulam Mutzavat, so Rosh Magia Shemaima. That's called an ishtam. That's tmimis. Tmimis is whether you're oisik in gadlus, whether you're oisik in katlus, whether you're oisik menodon amokum, you're oisik menodon achaveroi. Tmimis means it's exactly the same thing. The same mitzvah, strapping somebody's tefillin in Barcelona, is the same neila. Everything is. That's called an ishtamim. And that's the ikat tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash. The ikat tachlis Beis Hamikdash. The Baal HaTurim says. On the Sulam Mutzvarat, the Rosh Magi Hashemayim, the Balaturim says that's the Kevish, the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the Melachim Lakim Oilam Yerdim, those are the Kohenim. It says, Ki Sifse Kohen Yishmeda, Sifse Kohen Yishmeda, Toyabak Shemipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokasu. So the Kohenim going up and down the ramp, that's the Melachim Lakim Oilam Yerdim boy. The Mizbeach was the Mokim that made Tmimim, that's why a Korban wasn't allowed to be a Balmum. So what's the whole Zach of the Mizbeach? The whole Zach of the Mizbeach is, Mizbeach Adoma Tasili, and the Eish came down in Hashemayim. So that was the meeting point to make a tomim. So Yid came, every person who's a chayte is a Baal Mum. He came to the Beis Hamikdash, he brought up a korban, and he became a tomim. How do you become a tomim? Because how do you become a Baal Mum? A Baal Mum meant that you left the ruchnis and shemayim and you did an avera down here. So tomim is to restore that, to make a person a tomim, to make a person up and down. So that's why this week's parasha, this old Indian of a korban, must be a Baal Mum. You can't make an animal that's a Baal Mum, because that's the opposite of the kapara for the Mizbeach Das. That's the Nakuda of Emor of Marat. Says that why does it say Loshon of Emor over here? Why not Loshon of Aydaber? Usually it says Aydaber Shal Moshe Emor. So it could be that whenever there's a mitzvah that a bunch of lines mitzvah that has to do with Bria Sa'ilam, then you use the Loshon of Emor Keneged Asar Mamoros. There's two inyonim. There's Asar Mamoros and there's Aser Sadibros. So most of Torah when it gets to mitzvah, that's Aydaber Loshon Dibor Aser Sadibros. When it's a din in a sorma moris, a briyadika mitzvah, like a chodesh azel lachem, it says there vayoyim Hashem al-Moshe aron le'emor. Why? Because giving Kala Yisrael a koyach a chodesh azel lachem, that's a briyadika mitzvah, it uses emor. Beis Hamikdash was a briyadika, it was a briyadika mashefet, it was a briyadika briya. It's how the briya was supposed to look like. So v'meila, therefore, gracious Baruch Hu kimas Hashemayim es oretz. So there's one emor v'amarat, it's a double osh. The whole Zach of Emor is to be moitzi the inyanim of Baal Mum, which is in the parasha. So maybe since that's the whole parasha, that's the whole inyan, you've got to be mekasher together the bria of Shemayim and the bria of Oretz. Bereishis Baruch Hu Kimas Hashemayim Es Oretz. So therefore it's Emor v'Amarta. That's what Rashi says, L'hazak Gedoylem al Aktanim. Gedoylem is Gadlus Amoich. Aktanim is when you're oisik in Oretz is the Gezach. L'hazak Gedoylem al Aktanim means that you have to have the Ashpa, the same feeling when you're oisik in Moich Gedoylem. You have to have the same feeling when you're oisik in Moich Aktanim. And then you become a Tomim, then you become a Shlevis. And that's the whole Issar of the Nefesh Leitama Ba'amuch. Because Misa is a Stalkas on Nefesh Ma'akuf. It's a Stalkas on Neshama. It's the opposite. That's the opposite. The biggest Baal Mum is a mace. Because the Indian of Tumimus is when it's Miskasha together. And when there's a Stalkas, when there's a period of Neshama Guf, so that's the greatest Mum. So therefore, and then Bayem Hashem Aaron, the Emor Lakoinim B'nei Aaron, Ramarat Aleim, Emor Ramarat, when you be Mechaber, when you be the Parshas, be Moitzi, a Bechin of Baal Mum. So then, the first halach is the nefesh leitana ba'amuch. And Beis Hamikdash was mufka from the whole inyan of misa. Because the whole inyan of misa is a baal mum, is a period of the neshama and the guf. There's only one case where misa doesn't cause a mum from keret, and that's the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Person dies in kiddush Hashem. Where's that in this week's parasha? In dashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. Why? Because pshat is the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem is that you poil a kedusha on the mokim in the oretz as well. No, what's the mitzvah? Dashti besoich b'nei Yisrael. In other words, when the person's killed, Kiddush Hashem, so it's not pshat, there's been a period of nefesh aguf, forkert. The whole Shemayim came down, this mokim now became a mokim of Kiddush. In other words, like a Beis HaKnesses, he's going to see it's down here in Oretz, and therefore it's a period to Shemayim, forkert. The whole inyan of a mikdash, whole inyan of Kiddush is to make a dova down here, to be kaveh Kiddush down here, that's the greatest tmimus. When That's the pasuk where there's a bechina of that. In other words, first you say the nefesh tam loy tam ba'amavid. There's only one case where there's an inyan of an ikdashti, and that's the bechina of Nadav Aviyu, and that's why Nadav Aviyu died in the Mishkan. Nadav Aviyu died. There's talkus was a mikroy vayakodesh. So there's talkus was a talkus which is shaykh to the Beis Hamikdash, which is shaykh to the Mishkan. That's a chibur. The Estalkus is a Kiddush Hashem. A Kiddush Hashem is fakir. It's not a period. It's fakir. It's where the Kiddush of Shemayim comes down here. It's Nikva Mokim down here. So that's the Emma Ramarto. That's the Parsha of Emma.
Wow.
Yidin come together. It's the Indian of Kol Dama Shebikdusha Tzarech Hasara. Kol Dama Shebikdusha Tzarech Hasara. In other words, what's the Indian of Kol Dama? What's Kedusha got to do with Eden coming together? Because the only thing that's mafrid for Eden, the only thing that's mafrid Eden, is the guf. Tzad and Neshama are all one. When Eden come together, right? The Chazal say that Asora beishchinta sharia. The Balatanya writes in Tanya that even if they're not Isaac and they're not doing anything, Eden came together. Hachas kama, if Eden come together for an inyan shel mitzvah, so that's the bechinas dovish mekdusha. Because then the gufim on ifrodim, but the neshamas when there's a sibah to come together, it's the neshamas that bring them together. Is that the mevatel the inyan of pirut? Therefore, Sviris Oimer is a mitzvah of tmimim. Sviris Oimer is a mitzvah of tmimus. Tmimus is fakert. So Rukibis Talmidim, the biggest baal mum is pirut. So Meila, therefore, Hachonaf for Kabbalah Satorah was what? Ki Yishechad Belevechad. Why? Because Kabbalah Satorah, it says by Kabbalah Satorah, all the mumin were nisrapin. Why were all the mumin nisrapin? The Teretz is because Klal Yisrael came together, Ki Yishechad Belevechad. In other words, the whole Kabbalah Satorah is Vayered Hashem al Hasina. Vayered Hashem al Hasina means that the same Madrega is Lamal al Lamata. The whole Shechina came down Betachtoinim. The Shechina comes down Betachtoinim. So then the whole Mala, the whole Matzav over there is that it's all one Nakuda. It's all one Nakuda, then there can't be a period. And it's the Gufim, then on Ephrodim. So therefore, Klal Yisrael came together, Ki Yishechad Belev Echad. That was the Achana for Kabbalah Satorah. So that's what causes Tmimus. That's Avodah. The Sviris Oimer is Tmimus. Or Akibus Talmidim. There was a period. The period is the opposite of Tmimus. Of Shemesh Abbasah is Tmimus. Shemesh Abbasah is Tmimus.